redeemed is such a small word, but it means the world to me. It means love and life, the very breath I breathe. For it means that I've been pardoned, I'm forgiven of my sin. I lift holy hands to you, Lord, 'cause I'm redeemed.
I was nothing but a sinner, just a poor lost wretched soul, longing for the truth, yet I had nowhere left to go. Oh, but then a change took place, amazing grace became real in me, and I love you most of all, 'cause I'm redeemed. Yes, I love you most of all, 'cause I'm redeemed.
I want to thank the Lord for allowing us to be up here, and I'm honored that he would even use us. I want to thank him for the opportunities he's given us to work with these young men. Years ago when we surrendered to this ministry, you know, we told the Lord we'd go anywhere, we'd sell our house and buy a motorhome and pass out tracts from one end of the United States to the other if that's what God wanted. We'd do what we just wanted to do whatever God wanted us to do. I just appreciate, we even put our house up for sale because we just wanted what God wanted. And it wasn't long before the Lord showed us that he wanted us to work with young men. And he put that burden on our heart because we knew a young man who was 13 years old, mom and dad got divorced, and he got into Satanism, and he burned up in a house, 13 years old, and it really burdened our heart because somebody's going to tell young people about something because they're looking for something, and it better be about Jesus because he's the only one that can help them. And you know, the first few boys we got was out of our county, out of Burke County. We had the first three we got. And I started praying. I said, Lord, just extend our borders. And he went along. We started getting boys from Kentucky. We got boys from all over. I mean, Texas and Florida and all the way up to Massachusetts. And then it went along. We started getting little boys from Mexico and from the Dominican Republic. And you know, and the Lord has just been so good. You know, we can win overseas, but God just sent overseas to us. These two young men are from Russia. You know, I just want to thank the Lord that he's been so good to me. And he's blessed my life and he's blessed my family. And every situation's not always been great and wonderful, but God's always been faithful. And I just want to praise him for his faithfulness to me.
From the pit to the prison, been a servant of Potiphar. He was tempted but triumphant, till accused by his wife. Then back to the prison for the false accusations. Joseph's lessons were hard, but the Lord blessed his life. We all find ourselves in some bad situations at the hand of the fowler, land in the pit of despair. But be of good courage, it's not the end of the story. If you think you're forsaken, the Lord is still there.
Be patient and trust that God will remember his He's aware of the thoughts and intents of our heart. Don't let trials or your valleys turn your sweet thoughts to bitter, though the forces of evil tear your world all apart.
Amen. We all must remember it's not the end of the story.
Right.
Though the prison is dark, inside of you is the light. So let the light shine. One day someone will notice. You'll trade your prison for a palace, and God will make it all right. We all find ourselves in some bad situations at the hand of the fowler, land in the pit of despair.
Appreciated that. Say amen. Nathan and Peter's been